infield, and we make contact with the great Gordo, who has the wireless microphone talking to NASCAR fans. Gordo, come in.
Yes, do you have me?
Yes.
Yes, we do. Sorry, we had to sprint out here. Killer has set us up 2-odd miles away from your broadcast location.
I thought you just like right outside our doors.
No, we're like at the far side of the motor speedway.
You may back off on the mic level just a little bit out there.
Really?
Okay.
There you go.
Is this better?
Yeah.
All right. It is a beautiful day out here at the motor speedway. You okay, George?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I know you just had some breakfast there.
No, I'm good.
Okay. As you can tell, I'm very near a generator right now that has a Texas Longhorn painted on it. So a couple of Texas people. That's a very small generator there, you just heard. Wow, there's a school bus out here, like an old-timey school bus.
I always wonder if those conversions go well.
It's still painted school bus yellow and everything.
Boy, that might be where Chris McCandless is sleeping.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's see what this guy's doing here. How you doing, sir?
Morning.
What are you doing here? Is this your school bus? Where'd you buy it?
Burleson School District.
Really? What year is it?
86.
And what all have you done to convert this? It looks like you put a huge, looks like a deer stand on top of it.
It is a big redneck deer stand, but it's for the track.
It's for the track. Okay. How many miles have on it?
168.
Did you have to rebuild the engine?
No, engine was still good. We just modified the inside and the top.
Now, I noticed you have from this the platform, which stands probably about 20 feet off the ground on top of the school bus, you have what looks like a long dryer vent flex hose coming down. Can you explain to me what this contraption is that you've rigged up?
This is the sophisticated beer chute. All your empties go down here and into the trash can.
So you can be on top in the deer stand, stick your empty can in, and it falls down into this little trash can you have down on the ground.
It's a work of art.
That's classy. It sure is classy. Did you bring any women with you?
She's on her way now. I'll go pick her up here in about 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to get lucky tonight?
We're hoping so.
All right. Who's we? So it's a threesome deal.
No, we're just the two of us.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. You having fun?
That's a good time.
Okay. Good. What's your name?
Jeff.
Congratulations, Jeff. Are you from Burleson?
No, I'm from Hazel.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
All right. God bless. He's got a big old school bus out here. That's fun. All right. Here's a dude. His belly sticking out as he reaches up to adjust his awning, and he's got a braided ponytail. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well. What's your name?
Dennis.
Dennis. How old are you, Dennis?
Oh, a young 69.
Oh, 69. You still got the long hair. You're completely bald on top, but you have the long ponytail.
I'm waiting for it to get longer so I can cover it on top.
What's that now?
See, I'm waiting for this to get longer so I can comb it up on top.
You got to make him laugh. He's going to have a great laugh. Enough,
what? Okay, so who are you rooting for out here?
Oh, Little E. The old guy can't win nothing, but I still root for him.
Little E?
Yeah, Earnhardt Dale Jr.
Well, since the old guy can't win anything.
Oh, he's a young kid. Well, his dad won a lot, but he can't.
Okay. Oh, I see.
He's had bad luck.
Now, is this your RV here?
Yes, sir.
Do you rent or own?
Oh, I own it.
You own this?
Yes, sir.
And what kind of RV are we looking at here? Because this thing's huge.
This is a Damon Intruder.
Intruder. That sounds like a sex toy.
It could be used that way.
All right. That's an uncomfortable
moment.
Depends
on your preference. I don't know what your preference is.
My preference is women. What about yours?
Well, there's women in there.
Oh, really?
We came with us.
How many women do you bring with you?
32.
32 women?
Yeah.
I doubt that's enough
for me and him. He does a lot better than I do.
Now, who is this guy, this younger
guy? That's Michael. That's my son, Mike.
Well, this is your son? How old are you, Mike?
25.
25, all right. So you had a kid kind of while you were older, huh?
Yeah, a lot. Maybe, yeah. Hell, I still am old.
Whoa.
Five.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Five?
Yeah.
That's a lot of...
A lot of kids, too. A lot of ex-wives.
How many kids?
I don't have any in Texas.
How many kids you have?
Five.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Let's just dump it and bring it back.
5 years?
Maybe, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then add it in. You cheat on her?
I got caught.
Oh, okay.
I just, but you deny that till then.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she'll die soon enough, won't she?
Yeah, I hope.
Okay, thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Good Lord. Jeez.
Wow.
Well, he was full throttle.
He was full throttle. He already had a few in him, too. He smelled the velvet.
So he was bald on top, but he had the braided ponytail.
Braided ponytail.
I'm going to do that someday.
All right, let's see what these gentlemen are up to. How you guys doing?
We're just hanging out. We're enjoying the nice morning, the weather.
What's your name?
I'm Dan.
What you enjoying there, Dan?
Oh, we're smoking early in the morning.
Okay. What kind of cigarettes you smoke?
Marlboro.
Marlboro, okay, good. Now, I noticed you're wearing a shirt there that's very colorful, an airbrush shirt that says what on it?
Texas Motor Speedway.
Okay, that's nice. Dickie's 500, who you rooting for?
Oh, we're going for a 43 car today.
43, now that is?
Reed Sorensen.
Who?
Reed Sorensen.
Reed Sorensen. You're rooting for a Swede?
No, just Reed. Richard Petty Motorsports, how's that?
Oh, okay, Richard Petty Motorsports. Okay, now how many guys are you traveling with?
We're traveling with 5.
How many women?
No girls. No we girls. Left them at home.
What are you eating for breakfast this morning?
We're cooking bacon right now.
Where are you cooking bacon?
Inside.
Can I look inside your RV?
Sure, man.
Okay.
Where's your camera?
I don't have a camera. We're on radio.
Right. Oh, you already got a guy sleeping. Let me go wake him up.
How you doing, sir?
Doing all right.
Good. Yeah, you need to wipe that drool off your face. Good. What's your name?
Tim.
I'm Gordon Keith, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're just going around waking people up this morning.
Well, good morning.
Did you have any interesting dreams?
No.
Did you have any beer last night?
A lot. Yeah, I had plenty of beer.
About how many?
We'll call it a 12-pack.
God. Did you smoke at all last night?
Yeah, we'll call that a whole pack. Pack of cigarettes and a 12-pack of beer.
And what'd you eat?
A couple hot dogs.
Oh, God.
Not a healthy night? Sounds like you're a health nut.
Yeah, definitely.
That was an unnecessary laugh on my part. I apologize for that.
Sounds like a radio laugh anyway.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'm going to go talk to the cook over here. You can go back to sleep. How you doing, sir?
All right.
What you frying up over here?
This is bacon.
Mm-mm.
I can really hear that grease sizzling and popping. You going to strain that with paper towels afterwards?
No. We don't do that here.
Okay. Right. What about the bathroom? Is it full business allowed in there?
After dark, not necessarily.
I'm confused by your answer. Okay.
Because I got to sleep.
Have fun. Oh, nobody's sleeping in the master bedroom. Why isn't anybody sleeping in there?
He's already up.
Which one was it? The guy that's out that side smoking?
No, Rick.
How many of you guys are married?
I guess one.
Just one of you?
Well,
two or three kind of.
No, these guys are just out of it. Okay, guys, thanks. Party on. Oh, they got about 400 slices of bacon crowded into about an 8-inch skillet. So they're gonna
12 beers, bacon. 2 hot What's dogs, that? And a pack of cigarettes.
Wow. What's that?
I said 12 beers, a full pack of cigarettes,
I'm
2
so
hot
sorry,
dogs.
Georgia, I can't hear a word you guys are saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wait, try it now.
No, you're being a jerk.
No, I really can't hear you.
Oh.
We were just talking about that guy's
what
diet.
What he had to eat
Massive
last night.
Technical difficulties.
Oh. Gordon?
Hello? Oh, my God.
Yeah, just go ahead
I'm
and broadcast.
I'm losing contact with the mothership. Jason! I'm losing contact! I can't hear them!
All right, well, that's good. Maybe we'll get out
God,
there again in the corner.
Jason!
Oh, no.
Okay, did you have me?
Okay, he's
I can
doing
hear you
a
now.
Bit. Can you really?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Talk to one more guy real quick, and then we'll let you go.
Okay, I want to talk to this guy. He's over here either beating eggs or his meat. I can't tell. How you doing, sir?
Wonderful.
Ah, look at that. You got that big grill out here, big propane grill, right?
Right.
And what are you fixing there?
Omelets.
You got omelets? How many egg omelet is that?
2 eggs.
All right, let's hear you pour that on there.
Oh, yeah.
You bet. So you haven't eaten yet this morning?
No, just little bacon and a little sausage while I was frying that earlier.
Good. Have you had any cigarettes within the past 24 hours?
I don't smoke.
Good for you. Have you had any beer in the past 24 hours?
Yeah, I had at least a beer in the last 24 hours.
Now, you guys got a monster RV here. This thing is huge. How big is this?
39 feet.
39 wow. feet. And how much something like this cost?
More than my house.
Your RV costs more than your house?
And I live in about 2,400 square feet in Edmond.
Dang. So did you buy this or are you leasing it?
I bought it. This mine.
So $125,000?
About $200,000.
$200,000 for this
wow.
thing. What year is it?
05.
How many people will it sleep?
Well, there's a bed in the back and a fold-out bed in the front, but I've had 12 people sleep in the front.
Uh-huh.
So.
You ever gotten lucky in there?
My wife's with me.
Ooh. Okay, so you can't answer that honestly. You get it? Cause
yep.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Hey. Sooner. What's your name, sir?
Joe Mendoza.
Oklahoma. Joe Mendoza. And you're saying Boomer Sooner?
Yeah. Now, Oklahoma City. We're glad to be here in Texas and watch the Speedway.
And watch the Speedway.
That's what it is. It's nice. All the atmosphere, the friends. You make friends with everybody here. Everybody's friend. Everybody's family.
How many people have you made friends with here?
Last night, about 25.
Oh, good. Have you seen any Confederate flags while you've been out here?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them. I'm not. They don't scare me. They're all good. It's all.
They don't scare you.
We're all family here, like I said, everybody. No matter what color, what race, I could wear my Mexican flag, it would have still been welcomed, you know, they understand that.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. I had to throw that in.
All right.
Yeah. Woo! Radio station are you at?
Uh-huh. What okay, you- thanks, man.
All right, Gordo, good job. Here's right. Gordo from the infield here at the Texas Motor Speedway. 850 here on Sports Radio 13.